Well, I am fine, and I just hope it doesn't rain on us because we have a lot of sunshine to share over here. We have a lot of good things going on. I don't have the agenda in front of me because I'm way up here with county government right now, having to do with budgets and so forth. But then we get a break, and so then we get Fall Festival to look forward to. And then the following week, we have the Steinfeld Festival to look forward to.
It's festival season!
It really is. And there's going to be a lot of entertainment at both of those festivals. And, you know, we've got a lot of great talent right here with the not just with the young people at the school, but you have to acknowledge that we just have really a great group of people over here in our school system. I mean, they really have it going on between the band and the swing choir and all the different age groups and so forth. So they'll all be performing as well. And, of course, we always have a great time at the parade. So
yeah, parade's a little different this year. So, Marty, we'll go starting tomorrow for the Monroe County Fall Festival, 5 until 9. Friday will be 5 until 10. And then Saturday, the parade is at 11 a.m., and the festival will open its doors Saturday just after the parade concludes and run all afternoon and into the evening as well. So plenty of time to get out to Marcy Jane Lewis Park and have some fun, have some good old-fashioned Southern Indiana fun.
Absolutely. And remember, there is absolutely no charge to go to this fair. I mean, it's just a great festival, a great time to come and meet new neighbors and new friends and see all the ones that you haven't seen for a while, and just time to celebrate small town Indiana because we really love our small town.
And next week we'll talk about the Steinsville Quarry Festival that will be going on as well. So there's never a dull... There's never a dull moment. There's budgets going on. There's Judy Sharp telling everybody, hey, our assessed value is going through the roof. We got all kinds of fun things happening in Monroe County, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. And we know that we talk about assessed values. And by the way, she'll be meeting with us again tonight. She met with us last night. She'll be meeting with us again tonight because her yearly budget is on our discussion list that we'll be going over. Tonight we have the Highway Department, which is a gigantic budget, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions there about the highway, but that's not one that we move dollars around. I mean, these folks know how the state law says this is where they have to, the pocket of money that they can use, and how they have to use it and so forth. But it'll be a time for that presentation to be made for the public to see this is where, and remember, it is almost all of it. It's like gas money and other kinds of taxes that come in there. Although we have been moving some expenses, like for the community crossings, over into the other property tax funds or even to an income tax fund we can spend wherever we need to. But that's always important because people care whether or not their roads have potholes or they're going to tear their car up going which way or the other. And oh boy, I'll be glad when they get through with all the repair work. Aren't you just tired of those orange barrels?
No, because I don't want to drive in any more potholes and I don't want to replace any more tires. I will patiently wait for it all to get nice and smooth instead of fixing my stuff all the time.
Well, I don't know whether I shared this with you or not, but I had to replace 4 tires last week.
Oh, I've replaced 4 tires on 4 different wheels in the last 12 months. If you need a tire popped, you call me, Marty. I will pop a tire. I am on a first-name basis with the guys down at Pomps on the south side. They're great. I take my car there for just about everything, but they're like, why are you back again? And I said, I don't know. My tires are flat. What? You tell me why I'm back.
Right. Well, there was a screw stuck in mine, but it could be anything, you know, because with all the repair work on all the roads, it seems like you can't go anyplace without that. And boy, when they're all done, aren't we going to be beautiful?
It's going to be great.
Like We're all getting a facelift.
Will you do me a favor and ask my friend Lisa Ridge how, if we're on schedule for the Fullerton Pike Bridge that's going on? It looks great, but I can only see it from a couple hundred yards away. But that'll be another exciting thing to get done because we've got the roundabout that's going to go in there by Bachelor Middle School. So that Gordon Pike connector is very exciting. If you could just throw that on your agenda for Lisa, that'd be great.
Right, I sure will. And as a reminder, without that major bridge fund, we would have one heck of a time doing any that, you know, for the bridge work there in that area. So that is, you know, that it was key to being able to move forward. And Lisa absolutely sings the praises for that additional money to try to make some of that stuff work. But boy, she knows how to move the money around to save every little patch of money here to put it with this other money that's saved back. And if we get our engineering done before the other counties can't grab the money. Then if there's money left over, if we're prepared, we can grab some of that leftover money. It's just amazing when you've got somebody who really wants to do the best they can. But it's always more money, you know, because you have to have money to match the money. So anyway, so that's how that goes. But you know, I can't think of anything that we do that would serve the entire population as much as we do with our roads and our bridges. Because if you're going to leave your house at all, you're going to get out there and have to use a county or a city street or a road or get on those bridges. Okay, the other interesting thing is we have the fair budget tonight. And so a lot of people think that fair budget is really the 4-H budget. And, of course, that's not the same thing at all because a 4-H budget is sits within that extension budget, and we contract with some of those employees through Purdue and so forth. So that's how we got that extra 4-H educator. But that's really not the same thing as the fair, the fairgrounds budget and so forth. But then there's the parks budget tonight as well. So that's interesting because then we'll be able to talk about soccer fields and everything. And, of course, then we've got the public defender. Now, I noticed on some of the information I've been getting is, you know, we have like a supplemental part. We've got general fund and supplemental for the public defender. And we have just been relying heavily on there. Well, they are going to have to bring two of the people out of that budget and bring it over to county general. That is why all of these numbers are so important, because if we accept, you know, the state sends you all these nice old carrots here, take a little bit, and then as soon as you do that, it's like, but now you have to make up the difference. So that's going to have some discussion there. And then the assessor, of course, as I said, she met with us last night because, you know, her in entire department had to be revamped, had not been looked at in a very long time. And so earlier in the year, all of those numbers had to be changed around in her budget. And so she did that for last night to make sure she's got enough money to make payroll for the rest of the year. But now tonight she'll be talking about her budget for next year. And then the extension office will be there. And once again, that's where we pay for a lot of different extension services, but as well as for what we actually see a lot of is with those 4-H educators. And then we have the health budget. Now, let me tell you, that is where we have...
Well, that's going to be interesting, yes.
It really is, and challenging, because it's hard to understand that budget. There's like more than one fund, but there's one that's in the frozen levy that we have to use to make sure that we're matching whatever the state says that we have to have for our to get that big grant dollars, which appears it's going to be that budget for that fund 1161, which is not the same thing as the general fund. Part of what our auditor told us last night, that it looks as if that might not have to do it this year for 2025, because right this is, okay, I have to keep thinking about what budget you were talking about, but certainly then we would have to make up the difference 2026, and it was $900,000+. Now, remember, that's the number that I said we've got to look for, because if we have to take that out of the general fund levy and put it over the health fund levy, that is how much less we've got to work with if we're going to do any cost of living increases. So we can't just ignore the fact that we'll have to do that simply because that's not just a one-time thing. You have to match those dollars when you get that revenue from the state that says, there's this much now. You've got to put in so much to match it. Now, whether that $900,000 was to make up for the 2 years, or was it for 1 year? We'll find out more about that this evening.
Oh, it's pretty important.
It's huge. It is huge, and that's the reason why I kept asking. I know it was driving me nuts. I kept saying, what information, and contacting as many people as I could to find out, because if we were 500,000 short or whatever, we're already about 1.2 million short of revenue that would match the request. And in talking with the sheriff's office, the amount that they are required to have for medical within the jail, and the way the legislation is set up, the sheriff is required to do that, and he can sign the contract to do that. He just has to have the contract prepared and reviewed and so forth. So that as long as it matches what law says it has to do, then he has to go ahead with that contract. Well, and he had originally thought it might be about $1.2 million. Boy, he didn't write it down. But I know it went up. He said originally he thought it was going to be about $1.2 million. And then when he got other numbers, it looked like it was going to like $1.6 million. Now, that's a lot of, when I say 1.6, we're talking 1.6 million.
So absolutely.
We just keep
adding up these overages, and we're getting into some taller clover, aren't we?
Right. And that's where I continue to say, look, you know, the courts want to move when the jail moves. And we're being told by the courts, you know, not these courts, but other courts, that we have to do something about the jail situation. But no one in there does it say we have to move the courts with them. And the only, and what I'm saying, look how all these additional numbers keep adding up and adding up, not even including the jail. And we received information that don't try to short the number of beds that you're thinking about for the jail, because they will not release that just like in Vigo County, they didn't build the Vigo County jail big enough, and so they're still in that court case with what is it, Civil Liberties Union, whoever's doing the court case, but because they were overcrowded. They were full house when they first moved in. They're paying money to send their people, their inmates, to other counties. So it doesn't look like as if there's going to be a situation where they're going to be able to cut back way back on the number of beds. But what I was trying to explain to others today, that, you know, they can see other law enforcement agencies getting decent raises and other people getting better raises and so forth. But I said they're doing it with that edit money, that economic development income tax money. We can't use ours for that because we're told, oh, well, we've got to use that for the courts. So
who tells you have to use that for the courts? Why is it different? I guess that would be the big question.
Oh, well, I mean, the people who want it.
You can't split it, can't divide it half and half? Okay.
To begin, here's what's being presented. That we raise that income tax for the community corrections jail tax up to 0.2, from 0.01 all the way up to 0.2. That may not sound like a lot if you're just looking at point whatever, but it's like over $8 million. So if you do that, and do that just for the jail, and that doesn't even cover all that you would need for that. You have to take a little bit out of that economic development tax. But in addition to which, then if you're going to do the courts too, you've got to do the other, you know, $100 million or so bond issue out of the edit tax. So now, and remember, if we build a bigger building, it's going to be more to operate. And if you build more jail bed space, we're required to have so much staff for all the jail bed space you have. You just have to assume that, well, you have to cover staff for all of that. So now I know that we're only supposed to be bonding up to 80% of however much the revenue is, so there would be that 20% left over, but that also has to be there just in case that revenue for income tax is not as stable, perhaps, as other taxes. So when our employees look around and see the other county areas getting more and more money for their employees, like
it's apples and oranges, isn't it?
Well, if the city's able to raise all of their law enforcement up a great deal higher, then where does that leave us sitting? We're going to be short to be able to, everybody's going to want to stay even. So it's just like the fire department. You know, when the territory joined the district and the territory was paying more to their firefighters, they joined the district. Well, everybody then was required to, in order to keep everybody happy, go up to a higher amount. Well, then Ellisville thought, well, they better catch up too. And so then they had to use their edit money to get caught up with their firefighters. You see how this is
it's never going to end. You're exactly right. Marty Hawk is our guest. But the point is there a finite breaking point to the general public where they say, okay, this is enough, or you just keep raising the tax? And what happens if you just keep raising the tax, Marty? People just keep paying it, right? They only get mad once a year.
Well, however, if we aren't trying to grow our population to actually live here,
right,
to pay these income taxes, which is what everybody is counting on to do all of this, then, and they're going elsewhere to live because the other counties,
and they take that money with them right out of the county, right? Well, if you understand this, and I can understand this, why don't we build more? Why don't we welcome people here? Why don't we make it more and more and more so we can provide all this wonderful stuff?
Well, there are some people who just love looking at the cows in the field and hope that the Farmer Jones continues to take care of the cows in the field. And I get that. I love looking at the rural countryside. When my daughter was here, we just got in the car and just drove because, you know, she lives in crowded Miami, and
sure,
she just loved looking at all of the beautiful countryside. And there's gorgeous. Monroe County is so beautiful. If you haven't been out lately just to drive out in the country, go look. It's gorgeous.
And then I think you're making my point for me, and there's a lot of it. We're not talking about developing the last 100 acres in Monroe County. We have plenty of room to wiggle, don't we?
Exactly. So that was part of what I wanted her to see, and to see what we don't want to do is spot zoning, just have everybody build all the way along that road, and then there'd be all those driveway cuts, and it would just take forever to get from here to there. But there's certainly places to build housing for folks, and you can still feel like you're in the country. However, that's all up to the county commissioners, and they've made it clear they want to keep rural, but they still want to spend money. And that was part of what Councilmember McKim was trying to make the point when the planning department was bringing their budget. Look, I hope there's understanding that in order to continue to cover all these budgets, it's important to have the growth here, and not just assessed value growth, because while I appreciate how hard the assessors have to work with all of the new construction that's going on with all the apartments and everything, what we have to remember is a lot of that growth in assessed value is also because we're not seeing any other new housing developments go up, then the market is just going to make every existing house worth more. You know, because the demand will still be there. I mean, isn't that just basic economics? I don't know why it's so difficult to understand.
I'm with you, and if you have, we can't have our cake and eat it too, can we?
Well, as I was explaining to someone today, I said, look, for each dollar we have, we can only get to spend it one time. You can't all get the same dollar.
Absolutely.
You know, we can't, if you want to take a dollar and split it, then you 50-50, but you can't each have that $1 because it just isn't going to work. So anyway, I think we've got a real job ahead of us, and it may very well be that they will determine that we'll just, you know, spend down that supplemental tax that came in. You know, we had that one time when everybody said, oh, my goodness, couldn't remember. You know, never had that kind of an income tax, extra amount that the state was holding for us, and they sent it to us. Maybe the plan is to just spend that down and worry about it, you know, kick the can down the road.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what you do. That's not my problem anymore. It'll be somebody else's problem.
Or there's a thought, well, the city's going to raise the edit tax again, and then that'll, you know, distribute more money to the city and the county, et cetera. Now, one thing that they are working on, I know the auditor mentioned this last night, that would perhaps, if the state would allow us to move that medical expense of $1.2 million to $1.6 million, whatever the million's going to end up being, if they would let us move it over to that health fund, and if the state would say, yes, you can do that, well, then that would free up that money and to keep us from being so much in the hole. But I'm not certain that that's going to happen at all. She had hoped to hear yet today. We'll have a meeting tonight, so hopefully we'll find out. But you know what? We have to recognize that if we don't stay up with what has happened, as you well know, have been the grocery store lately. I mean, inflation is killing people. People say it's all so much better. Don't try and convince me that groceries are cheaper, because they're not. I just went, and they're not. And everything is more money, and it all has to do with that. It costs the grocery store more money to put the product on
absolutely.
The shelf.
Absolutely. Their employees need more, and it just trickles down. But that's why you can't just have one end say, no, we're good here, but yes, keep providing the rest of the services based on that money. It doesn't work out. The numbers don't work out.
It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And let's just hope that whoever is leading the way doesn't think the way to fix this is act like it's free money and keep writing bad checks. Or not bad checks, of course, the county will make the checks good. But we cannot just continue to just say yes to everyone, because when we do that, we are saying no to you, the public.
That's right.
Because somebody has to pay for it.
Well, it's just like wanting a pony. Well, the horse costs this much, but how much does it cost to feed it? How much does it cost to take care of it? How much does the land cost? How much does the barn cost? How much does the fence cost? Yeah, it's a little bit more than just a pony, right? It's just a little bit more.
Right, and speaking of cost, we were told by the county clerk when she came to meet with us, and she even had it budgeted in, was talking about budgeting in her election budget for a special election for the Richland Bean Boston School Corporation. Well, then I'm trying to check around what's going on. I don't understand. I couldn't get the information any place. And then Jerry Sanders said, no, we didn't ask for a special election. And it was like, no, da da da. And but they wanted to do something about a GO bond. Well, that information went to the auditor and went to the clerk. And for some reason, the clerk thought it was, and I don't have all the information on that yet. Maybe the legislation has changed. Maybe there's something else going on that I don't understand yet, because I finally got the information, a copy of the letter, just a while ago. Our county attorney was able to send it to me, because when I tried to get it from the clerk's office, couldn't get it. It's like, I don't know. So I guess I was supposed to fill out a public information request. But I just think it's important that we know if the school's going to raise taxes and if LSO's going to raise taxes and if, fire district's going to, somebody is going to be paying those taxes. And it's important for us to sort of see what the other units are doing so we don't hit everybody all at once.
Sounds like everybody's going to get hit all at once. If what's monkey see, monkey do? Well, they're doing it. We got to do it. This county's not doing it, we got to do it. It's a good problem to have, right? Because everything seems to be growing and moving in the right direction. We just have to make sure it's all growing and moving in the right direction.
Right, and I don't mean whatsoever. I sound like a really downer today. I don't mean that at all. I'm just saying that's our challenge, and we've always met the challenge and always figured it out somehow. And I'll be glad my budget season's over because I would really like to say this is really a happier time, because
it's a very important time because, like you said, you don't want 10 years from now, you don't want people to say, why are we $25 million in the hole? You can't. That's not how this works.
No, and what has happened is over time, the state set these laws up. The state said, look, we're going to keep you on a frozen levy so that taxing units couldn't just keep taxing and taxing because the state said, look, we're going to hold you to. You can only increase it this much. Well, then when they did that, a lot of the smaller counties, they couldn't make payroll or take care of their, the courts or whatever. So then the state started changing. Well, you can have an income tax here and an income tax there, and pretty soon we are supporting so much of government through income tax. So, it wasn't like if we're reducing property tax, keeping that, but we're raising income tax too. And at some point in time, then that means everybody has to make more money, and this is how we get inflation, folks.
Well, there you go. Well, you better come back and have tell me all about the great time at the Monroe County Fall Festival. You'll get me ready for the Steinsville Festival. Yes, we will talk the budget meetings that you're having later this week, next week as well, Marty. And we appreciate you keeping us tuned in. It is our money until it's till it's taxed,
and then
it's not anymore. But we should get stuff out of it. We just don't need a gold plated top end of the line everything. I don't think, but. That's a tough one.
Well, we will find out. I'm just saying I hope that we will take a look at the big picture and allow our children and our grandchildren to live in a home here without they can't afford to rent and they can't afford to buy. And so they're having to stay in mom and dad's basement or wherever because there is no way for them to get out.
Well, the joke's on my kids, Marty. I don't have a basement, so they're gonna have to tie their shoe a little tighter and get out there in the real world. All right, come back and join us Wednesday. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the Monroe County Fall Festival Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. MonroeCountyFallFestival.com. Great job, Marty. I appreciate your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's the County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Budget season. No one said it was going to be fun. And it is making the sausage, but they're using your ingredients to make the sausage. See?